One of the things that's important to do each Christmas season is to take time to read the story. And so we're going to do that in just a moment. And as we do that, we have one more person who's going to help light our last candle, our white candle, in the center. And that candle is representative of Jesus Christ, who when he was born was called the light of the world. So do you want to come up? And do you need the thing that your brother is holding on to? Because we need pyrotechnics today, all right? So thank you for lighting that for us. I'm going to read Luke 2, and you can go ahead and light that. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things in her heart and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And that is the Christ candle in the center. Thank you for your help this morning.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Yeah?
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Hey, Christine! Hey. You're here too! Mm-hmm. I love you!
I know!
Dad! What's happening?
Honey, the power works! It's coming, it goes on and off! Whatever we want! We've got clean water!
Oh, that's great! Look at that!
Ooh! I bet I know what this does!
Rain down the glorious water!
Ah, shoes. Oh, what do we got here, guys?
Food!
I love food. What? A briefcase? You gonna have work? This is awesome! Look, listen here.
Dee, the what?
Jack, be careful!
Oh. I have a car! Did you guys see this?
Yeah, you have a car!
A car!
And don't forget your coffee.
You're the best.
Isn't unwrapping gifts fun to do? But you know what's not fun? Yes, it is fun, but you know what's not fun? Waiting to unwrap gifts. But we have something that we're ready to unwrap today. Thank you for that dramatic intake of air. I appreciate it. I did not pay them. I guarantee it. So we are going to take some time. Now, if you are of a certain age and you get one of these bags, here's the only thing that you can't do right now. You cannot open anything until I say so, all right? I will let you know when we get to that point. And inside, you're going to find a few little gifts that we're going to unwrap as we talk about the gifts of Christmas. Inside are four gifts, and all this month, if you have been with us, we've been on this series called The Gifts of Christmas, and we're learning to unwrap those four key gifts that God has already given to us through his son, Jesus. Yes, unwrapping gifts is fun, but waiting is hard to do. Now, I know that some of you have shared stories about how you haven't always waited, especially if you didn't have small children around. To spoil the party, you could open up a little bit early if you wanted to. And today we're going to do that as well. When you have that gift in your hand, or you're looking at it under the tree, it's hard to not want to just kind of take a little peek at what is inside of it. Or maybe it suddenly showed up overnight and you wake up, you're like, where did this gift come from? I wonder who brought it. Then that moment comes and you rip off that paper and you're so excited when you find out what it is. And I know that some of you are even excited about what is about to happen, both today, maybe for some of you tomorrow if you open gifts on Christmas Eve, or the morning after on Christmas morning. Some of you might not show your excitement, but I know you're ready. All this month, we've been slowly unwrapping the biggest gifts of the season. Each of the gifts that we've looked at is an awesome gift from God to you, and it's free. It doesn't take a Walmart gift card. You don't have to have Amazon Prime. You don't have to have any of those sorts of things to receive these gifts of God. But when that time finally arrives and you're given the okay, you can go ahead and do that. All right, where is gift one? It looks like this. So look in your bag, find gift one, especially if you're... Now, these are designed for our younger folks. Okay, everyone find gift one? Are you ready to dive in? Unwrap it. Man, these are, holy cow. Man.
I didn't wrap that one.
What is it? It's a little gift of Play-Doh. Now, how is this a gift? We already have some tears, okay? So... in theory, this is a good idea, but we'll work it out. Play-Doh is the gift, for those of you that are following along in the back, that represent. This is gift number one, and this represents the gift of hope, the gift of hope. And in your Play-Doh, you have a little bit. I'm not going to touch it because I don't want my hands to get all dirty, but you have a little Play-Doh that you can actually make something or someone from the Christmas story, maybe a character from the Christmas story, or something that reminds you of Christmas. And if you have one of these in your hand, you can do that right now if you want to. Your parents cannot say no, or whoever is taking care of you today cannot say no, okay? Because I'm saying yes, and then they can hit me later on, all right? So you can take your Play-Doh and you can make something from the Christmas story. Did you know that God's design was that everything and everyone would be working for the good of all the time? That's what Pastor Amy shared with us a few weeks ago. God gave us a choice, and you know what we did? We screwed it up. We made a mistake. We messed up a long time ago, and we started to unravel God's design, but not permanently. Not permanently, because just at the right time in human history, God sent his son Jesus to be born as one of us, to be shaped into a human, formed into a human being, to live as one of us. He came to open our eyes to see all of God's plan to fix things once and for all. And it was a plan to redeem and restore all the world. Here are, I found a few cute little, these are all made out of Play-Doh. Someone made the little nativity scene out of Play-Doh. That's probably a little bit too much skill for me, and maybe for you, but I know some of you have a lot of skill. So this is what one person did with the Play-Doh that they received, and they combined it with a whole bunch of other Play-Doh from other people to draw out. Here's another one. That's what most of us can probably do, something like that one. It is in the Christmas story that we see the promise of God start to come true, that he is making all things new. In the birth of Jesus, we see something new. And just like you can shape and reshape that Play-Doh to represent something, you too are being reshaped by God in the world even today. You are being reshaped into something new, more than you could ever do on your own and more than you could possibly imagine. This is the gift of hope. It represents the gift of hope. You can be confident that God is at work in the world and he is at work in you right this moment. He's not on holiday. He's not on Christmas break, even though I know some of you might be ceasing from your labors for a few days. God keeps all his promises, but it takes time. And we don't like to wait, just like we don't like waiting, opening gifts. But we must wait. So we wait in hope for the time when all will be restored and made new. Why? Because God promised this would happen. Gift one, hope for all. You ready for gift two? Okay, look in your bags and find gift two. And open it when you get the chance to. Here, will you help me? Thank you. Gift two. What is it? Okay, I'll give you about 5 minutes. Cool. You can hold on to that. Or here, I'll hold on.
What is this?
It is ultra clean, washable, large crayons.
Or some of the kids have a different one. That's for our littles.
And everyone should have gotten one of these. All of our little ones, right?
Yes.
What do you got here? A puzzle. It's made of little puzzle pieces. I know, I dropped one. You know what I'm wearing today? You might see this. What's this?
Cross.
I'm wearing a cross, but I'm also wearing something else that I hid.
Another cross?
No. I'm wearing, for those of you that were here a few months ago, I gave all of you a piece of a puzzle. I can't find it. There we go. And I put mine on a little chain, and I'm wearing it today. So if you're an adult, you can remember that you got one of these. And if you're one of our young folks today, you have this puzzle gift. Gift two represents the gift of peace. And puzzles also have, ironically,
pieces.
Okay. And this is a design-it-yourself puzzle, and you can write something or draw something on it. You can even do that today during the service. Someone is really thrilled. And something that represents or what Christmas means to you. Maybe what Jesus means to you. You can use that and draw that. God's design is this: for everything to work in complete harmony. Just like the puzzle. Every piece has a specific place and a space, and without all of them, it just does what? Oh no, it just falls apart and crumbles. I want you to know that here at Edgewater, you matter. You are an important piece, and everyone matters and has something to add to the whole. And I'm trying to hold this together, and you get the idea, all right? God's design is for everything to hold together, for everything to experience peace and togetherness, just like a completed puzzle. But what happened, just like the first gift? We screwed up. We made mistakes, and sometimes this is what the puzzle looks like. Maybe this is your puzzle this morning, literally or figuratively. Jesus came into the world as the Prince of Peace. He is restoring and redeeming your peace and your puzzle in God's plan. Jesus offers you the gift of his peace this morning. It's a gift where you can be made complete by gaining peace with God, experiencing peace within your heart, and waiting for peace to come on this earth again. This is the gift of peace. We are this beautiful puzzle that God is putting back together today. Jesus was born into the world, and he offers you this free gift, peace. You know what peace sounds like? Thank you, Amy. It's like I paid you, but no. It sounds like what Amy just did. If you tried doing that right now, what does peace sound like or feel like for you? Gift two is peace for all, and we receive this gift today. All right, ready for gift number three? And then, as if they didn't have enough to do already, oh my goodness. When you find gift three, what does it look like? It's a little blue. Oh no. The opposite of peace. It is. Oh wait, I have a third one to put on today again. This is my Christmas bling, I guess. The third gift is what? It's a little bell. It's a little jingle bell. You know what this represents? This represents the gift of joy. The gift of joy. Jingle bells are one of those ways that we represent and express joy through sound. At least, and if you are responsible for children, it's joyful for a while. And then it might suddenly not be joyful anymore. We ring them and we shake them. And sometimes we put them on animals so that we can find them. Sometimes we put them on children so we can find them. Even if we get into trouble, then we can find where they've gone. And there's something about jingle bells that makes you look and take notice and want to go to it. It draws you closer. We want to see what's happening, what's causing the sound. And when the source of that sound, that joyful sound, is Jesus himself, it draws you in. It makes you want more. It makes you want to say, what is going on here? And you have to make a choice. Am I going to keep searching for Jesus, who is that gift of joy, or am I going to turn my back and walk away? When you choose joy, this gift of joy, we're representing it with the bell today, you are choosing to follow Jesus himself, and you can begin to experience joy in all circumstances in your life. Last week, we said that joy is far deeper than happiness, which goes up and down like a roller coaster, but joy can be that constant, heartfelt drumbeat in your life, or we should say, jingle beat in your life. We receive this gift of joy, and we pray that the Lord will grow joy in you, and his word says, make your joy complete. Why? Because it's his joy that he's given to you. Gift three is joy available for all. All right, ready for gift four? Oh, that is some enthusiastic yeses. Gift four. What do you think gift four is? We'll see. Now, if you're an adult and you've been getting jealous because all of the gift opening, some of you aren't, don't worry. We have extra gift fours for all of you as well. And what is this? It's a heart, but what does it look like? Yeah, you get to make the heart. What is this stringy stuff? It's yarn. Yeah, I'm not going to undo this all right now. Amy's passing you out another one, if you didn't have one. Gift four, this is God's free offering to you. The gift of love. It's the greatest gift that's ever been given, and it's the greatest gift that you'll ever receive. This thing has the potential to never break down. It has the potential to never run out of batteries. It's far more cool than an Xbox, which might be fun for a moment, and then we'll end up in the corner. The gift of love, this heart ornament. And as you take your yarn and you weave it through, know this. This is what God is doing in your heart. He's taking all the little bits of you, the little holes that are within you, those things that are keeping you far from him, and he is weaving and recreating you back together. And he does this your entire life. How does he do it? He does it through love, the gift of love. And do you know how you can do this? You know, this is a hard thing to do, weaving through these holes. You can only do this if you're paying attention and you're real careful. And this is what God is doing for you. He's paying attention, and he's super detailed and careful when it comes to recreating your heart. You know, the Christmas story is a love story written for all of us. And God's plan when he sent Jesus was that each one of us would choose to receive his love. This has been his plan since the beginning of time. God's love was how this world was made. And his love turned the world inside out when that baby was born in that smelly manger all those years ago. We don't think of mangers as a place of love, but in God's story, the manger is where love was born into our world. Now, there are a few things that we have to do in order to fully unwrap the gift of love. You know, just as I see some of you are already kind of weaving through the holes of the heart that you have, there's some work that has to be done. You can always refuse a gift, but the only way to receive this gift of love requires one thing: accept his love. You have to accept his love to be able to fully unwrap this gift in your life. Every time you watch a football game, there is a verse that you'll always see when they're kicking field goals. Someone will usually open up a piece of poster board. What's the verse that sometimes you'll see on the TV? John 3:16. What does that verse say? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is the center of love. This is the center verse. It's why it's so well known. In fact, many people memorize it. It's the core of believing in Jesus. When you accept his love, you receive this gift of love. And you're given more and more. You're given the greatest gifts of all time, including the gift of new life. You're open to everything that God has planned for us in this world and beyond. I know that for some of you here today, accepting his love is hard. Receiving that gift is hard. You're wondering, what's the catch? What's the payoff? What do I have to do before I receive it? Maybe it's something that you've struggled with for a long time. Maybe it's brand new for you, or it's a gift that you've neglected for a while. Maybe you have trouble accepting his love because you feel unlovable. Maybe you've been burned by human love in your life, or too many times that make it hard for you to trust that there is a greater love that is in this world. Maybe you think, but you don't know what I've done. You don't know the secrets that I hold, the doubts and the fears and the pain inside. And I'll be truthful, maybe I don't. But you know who does? Jesus. He knows everything, whether you want him to or not. And the love that he offers is a love that sees and knows and understands you better than you'll ever know yourself. You know, the verse after John 3:16 is an equally memorable verse. It's one that less people know, but it says this: For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. If you're having trouble holding on to John 3:16, then maybe John 3:17 is the verse for you today. No matter what challenges or hurts that you're holding on to, God's love can handle them and heal them. God knows, he understands, and he is with you all the way, forever, to the end of the age. Wherever you are this season, I encourage you, please don't wait. Accept the gift of God's love. Don't wait, but it's never too late. Do it today. The second thing we have to do to fully unwrap this gift of love, experience his love. It's so easy to be distracted in this season. You know, there's things to wrap and decorations to put up or take down. There's parties to go to. There's lots of stuff that you have to do and get done. It's easy to see the headlines in our nation and world, and we wonder if love can really overcome all the dysfunction that we see. Can love overcome darkness and hatred? It's easy to allow the worries that we have for today and tomorrow or next week or next year to overwhelm us and to keep us from feeling loved. I want you to know that all those things do matter, because God is watching over all of it. And he doesn't ask you to ignore or purge all of those worries from your life in order to experience his love. Rather, he invites you to bring all of that stuff to him. It doesn't matter what it is. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Are you in need of rest today? Bring your burdens to Jesus. I'm so glad that you don't need rest. You're raring to go. You want to unwrap some more gifts, I'm sure. The good news is that the love given through Jesus is enough. In fact, it's more than enough. Paul described the love that you can experience when he said that nothing will be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The love that Jesus gives to you is a love that cannot be contained. It cannot be constrained by any power in this universe. Evil cannot contain it. People cannot contain it or control it. And not even death can hold a candle to the love that is in and through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah is right. But this is a love that must be experienced. It isn't a gift that we unwrap, our eyes light up for a moment, and then we put it in the corner or on the shelf, or we re-gift it to somebody else. It's more like a gift of our new favorite stuffed animal or our very oldest and first stuffed animal. This is mine. I need your help. Can you put him back up there?
That one is mine.
That one is yours. I know it's yours. And your stuffed animal has been keeping my stuffed animal company. Now, mine is so old that, what is it? It's a giraffe, but see, he's having trouble holding his head up. Maybe he has osteoporosis or something. I don't know. But he's pretty old, and he... Yeah, maybe his head is falling down. That's true. So I've had this. This was my very first stuffed animal. You know, when you experience God's love, it's not like something that you experience one time and then just throw away. It's more like the experience that you had with your first stuffed animal, or maybe it was that blankie for you or something. It's that thing that just you embrace and you carry and you hold and you love, even if its ears wear off and it doesn't even stand up straight anymore. This is kind of like how God's love is meant to be experienced. Now, I don't walk around like this too often. In fact, this has been in a bin till this morning. But this is just one small picture of what God's love should be like when we're experiencing it, something that we just can't let go of. And a love that needs other friends as well. God's love is our lifeblood. It's our fuel and our oxygen flowing through us continually to fuel and fill us with life. Wherever you are this season, I encourage you to embrace the gift of God's love. Fully experience the depth of his love for you. It's well worth it. Last thing we do to fully unwrap the gift is to share his love. In fact, when we've accepted his love and experienced his love, we just can't help but want to share this love. This is a gift that's always meant to be shared. It's not a single serve Reese's peanut butter cup that you just eat by yourself. This love is a gift that's meant to be shared. And if you have Reese's peanut butter cups at home, maybe you'd like to share some with me as well. In fact, much unlike Reese's, this is a gift that when you share, you actually end up with more and not less. Once you share it, you let it overflow around you. This is how the Bible describes this love in 1 John. Let me read it for you. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us. And his love is made complete in us. You see, this gift of God's love, it comes to us and it fills us and it permeates all of us and flows through us. And the more that we embrace it, the more we can't help but share it. It's going to rub off on the people around you. What can that look like for you this coming year? What will this look like? Maybe for you, here's just a few things. Maybe it looks like spending more quality time with your family or the people that you love. Maybe it's not about quantity, but more quality. Maybe it means reconnecting with a friend of yours that's drifted away. Maybe it's reaching out to that person that lives next to you, or strangers that walk by your house, or seeking out someone who you just have this sense is lonely or hurting. Maybe it means forgiving someone who's hurt you, or apologizing to someone you've hurt. All of these are ways that we allow God's love to be shared. And when we share God's love, it means that you've accepted his love and you're experiencing it and you're sharing it. There are endless ways to allow it to flow through you. If I had one prayer for you in the year to come, it would be that God's love would flow through you more and more every day. Make this season a season of accepting and experiencing and sharing God's gift. You know, we've unwrapped all these gifts this month and tangibly unwrapped them today. And as you pick up your paper a little bit later, if you have paper, make sure you don't have little gifts that get tossed in the trash. You can take those with you. But as you unwrap and experience these four gifts of Christmas, keep them front and center to guide your steps. The gift of hope, the gift of peace, the gift of joy, and the gift of love. Live secure in the knowledge that God does indeed love you. He never gives up on you, and he's at work knitting you together to strengthen your hope, deepen your peace, grow your joy, and surround you with his love. May God bless you with all these good gifts this Christmas, no matter how many packages you end up opening in the next couple of days. Amen. Let's pray. God, I want to thank you that in this season we can unwrap the gift of your love. We thank you for all good gifts that you give to us. And I pray that you will take this time and bind us together. Draw our eyes to you. Bind our hearts closer to your Son, Jesus. And may your Spirit speak to us now. We pray this in the strong and powerful name of Christ. Amen. We're going to take this time to collect our tithes and offerings. And just a reminder, if you're not able to be with us next Sunday is our final chance to give tithes and offerings for 2018. If you're giving online, make sure you get that done so it's credited for this year. This is also the time in our service where we, if you have a connection card that you filled out, you can drop that in our bags as they go by. And may God bless you. We have something that we'd like to show you as we collect our offering today.